As competitors stumbled and Apple continued to innovate, music became a larger part of Apple's business. In January 2007, iPod sales were half of Apple's revenues. The device also added luster to the Apple brand. But an even bigger success was the iTunes Store. Having sold 1 million songs in the first 6 days after it was introduced in April 2003, the store went on to sell 70 million songs in its first year. In February 2006, the store sold its 1 billionth song when Alex Ostrovsky, 16, of West Bloomfield, Michigan, bought Coldplay's Speed of Sound and got a congratulatory call from Jobs, bestowing upon him 10 iPods, an iMac, and a $10,000 music gift certificate. The success of the iTunes Store also had a more subtle benefit. By 2011, an important new business had emerged, being the service that people trusted with their online identity and payment information. Along with Amazon, Visa, PayPal, American Express, and a few other services, Apple had built up databases of people who trusted them with their email address and credit card information to facilitate safe and easy shopping. This allowed Apple to sell, for example, a magazine subscription through its online store. When that happened, Apple, not the magazine publisher, would have a direct relationship with the subscriber. As the iTunes Store sold videos, apps, and subscriptions, it built up a database of 225 million active users by June 2011, which positioned Apple for the next stage of digital commerce.